We're at the 2020 Oklahoma Youth Expo. The greatest show is, of course, the hashtag this year. And Tyler Norvell with us from OYE. Tyler, I know that lots of questions for you as we've started this show. And we've now starting to move through the breeding animals right now. But we're still up and running, and there's no thought of turning back.
Yeah, that's right, Ron. We're on day 3, and it feels like day 30. You know, it's a minute-by-minute, hour-by-hour deal, but we are in constant contact with the health department through Secretary of Ag, Blaine Arthur, and talking to them, and they continue to tell us it is safe to have your event. And we're going to continue to have this event until the experts in this state, the health officials, say, hey, it's not in the best interest of your families and those exhibitors to be there, and then we'll go home immediately. So I think we defer on the experts and what they say, and we're going to continue to do that. You don't let emotion weigh in on a decision like this, but these kids have worked way too hard for too long to not be here. And it's not like other events. You know, people say, why don't you just postpone? You can't postpone this event because these kids have fed these animals for this weight, for this time, and this date. And it's just not fair to them. So, but we also understand, and the families here have understood because we've communicated with them. The health department tells us to go home. That's what's in the best interest of our families, and we need to do that, and we'll understand. But we're going to continue forward until they tell us, you know, this is the safest thing you can do. You need to leave, and we will. But they've been very supportive. The governor and his staff have been very supportive. The Oklahoma State Fair has been awesome to work with. We continue to communicate with our exhibitors about best practices to not contract anything right now. We've heard them wash your hands. Don't shake hands, you know, just be very cognizant of those things. And we've continued to do that. People are extremely appreciative here and being extremely cautious. So, you know, really, if it's safe, they need things like this right now in their lives, not to think about what's going on outside of these fairgrounds.
Right.
So, but we're going to continue to move forward. The board's been awesome, extremely supportive, and we've never thought for a second about canceling this thing. But if the health department tells us we have to, or we need to, it's not safe, we will absolutely do it.
Of course, at this point, it's just being smart.
That's right. Be smart. You know, if you're sick, don't come. If you travel to a country that has a high risk, do not come. Because if you do, you're jeopardizing these kids. You know, the show's online. I'm sure as you've been reporting on Walton Webcast and our website, go online and watch it. And just to show that people are being smart, yesterday we had 8,500 people watching the Guilt Show. That's by far the highest number. So we're going to move forward. People have asked, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Well, it's out of our hands, you know, but we're working closely with officials to make sure people are safe and that it's a safe environment, healthy environment to be in.
And obviously a lot of excitement among the participants, the families. They want to be here.
Oh, absolutely. I've never got more thank yous walking through the barns than I'm getting right now. And the families want to be here. And, you know, they're telling family members that don't need to come, don't come. But we're going to go show we want to be there. And but, yes, the excitement's there. We still have sponsors coming out presenting awards, and I'm glad they get to be a part of the families. Our numbers are staying strong. The crowd's huge over at the Hog Show right now. So everything's going in the right direction for now. But as I continue to say, that could change on a dime, you know, depending on what information and what happens.